This is Mark White.
And I'm Katie Smith.
And we're coming to you from the Butcher Meat Co. in Vonmont, Alabama, inviting you to the Butcher's 4th Annual Smoke and Flames Barbecue Cook-Off. Katie, tell us about it.
We are a KCBS-sanctioned event. We are still accepting teams. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors all day long, a kids zone, People's Choice Boston Butt Competition. You can try all the barbecue. Chuck Wagon Food Truck, best food truck in Cullman County. We're so excited.
Find out more information at butchersmokeandflames.com.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share stories to encourage and inspire. Now, recently, for those who listen to the Mark White Show regularly, you will remember Stokes Kazmaier, one of our North Alabama Hydro Warriors, as we talk about hydrocephalus. And after seeing that conversation, Brianna Reinhart reached out to me, and Brianna serves as the Alabama chairperson for the Walk to End Hydrocephalus. Her connection to this effort is deeply personal because Brianna's daughter, Macy, was born at only 22 weeks, weighing 1 pound, 2.5 ounces, a grade 4 bilateral brain bleed caused hydrocephalus, and Macy spent 145 days in the NICU. She has now undergone 5 brain surgeries, and today Macy is 6 years old. She's thriving and navigating kindergarten like a champ, but her family lives with the knowledge that another brain surgery could always be right around the corner. Brianna joins me here on The Mark White Show today to share Macy's story and to tell us about the Alabama Walk to End Hydrocephalus coming up to Legacy Park in Huntsville, Alabama on October 17th. Brianna, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, Brianna. And before we jump into the walk and your work with Hydrocephalus Association, I really want our listeners to meet six-year-old Macy. Tell us about her birth and how you dealt with this situation so early on in her life.
Yeah, so Maisie was our first, our oldest baby. And we had tried for a while for our first and didn't have a lot of luck. We were just about to give up fertility treatments and there was Maisie. So we found out we were pregnant. And I actually started having issues around 20 weeks and found out I had what is called an incompetent cervix. My body just went into labor too early. So we were able to hold her in until 22 weeks and she made her entrance via C-section. Early on, they told us that, you know, they had the NICU directors and doctors and a couple of nurses come speak with us and let us know that they would do the best they could once she was born. But if it was prior to 24 weeks, they would most likely just hand her to me, let me hold her on my chest until she stopped breathing. And Maisie was born and breathing on her own. And she was measuring a little bigger than a 22-weeker typically would. We like to joke that that's because my husband is 6'5". So she had genetics on her side there, but she was measuring a little bigger. The neonatologist that was on call that night said, let's try to intubate her. I think I can get a tube in there. And luckily she did, and here we are.
Let's talk about what stands out the most from the time that you were in the NICU, even talking about support that you received during that time.
Yeah, so we were there during COVID, the height of COVID. My daughter was born in August of 2020. So my husband and I, unfortunately, because of hospital regulations and, you know, kind of protocol at that time, we weren't able to visit Maisie together. We had to take turns going and being at her bedside at Huntsville Hospital until she was on palliative care. So we did get to a point where there wasn't much they could do. She was too tiny and fragile to operate. And so we had to go on to palliative care for a period of time for about a month. And at that point, they did let us visit her bedside together just so that we could, you know, have some kind of family memory as best we could in that time. But yeah, the COVID protocol is what really sticks out, because not only was the experience, I mean, no one wants to go through that. But no one really wants to go through that alone. And it was hard to feel like a family when we couldn't even be at her bedside together. And of course, it was for her safety. And we're grateful for that. But that really does stand out a lot. We were there for 145 days. So for most of that time, only being able to see her one at a time was difficult.
Brianna, were you familiar with hydrocephalus before Maisie was diagnosed?
Not at all. When they started talking about brain bleeds and ventricles and fluid, my world was thrown for a loop. I had no idea. I also was not content to just kind of sit by and sit on the information they were giving me. And so I started digging, looking up everything I could. I had a lot of time to spend in a hospital room. 145 days is a lot of time to do some research. So I started digging, and that's when I found the Hydrocephalus Association.
And Brianna, how did the doctors initially explain Maisie's condition and what it could mean to her future?
So at first, when we were first diagnosed, of course, prognosis was not good because she was so tiny and fragile. So at first there was no option. It was palliative care. We will love her until we'll always love her, but we're going to spend the time we can while she's here. And then once she started to grow and things were looking a little better, she made a little turn. When they were finally able to operate, we were told we feel like we can successfully get a shunt in place, but she may never walk, she may never talk, and you need to kind of go ahead and prepare yourself for those things. The damage was pretty severe to her brain at that point, and it wasn't something they thought she could bounce back from nearly as much as she did. And we're just so fortunate that that was not the case. In my work with the Hydrocephalus Association, I see a lot of families, a lot of adults, a lot of kids with hydrocephalus whose situation wasn't nearly as difficult as Maisie's in the beginning, but their outcome is also not as great as Maisie's has been. So we're very fortunate that Maisie walks and talks and dances and sings and all the things now. But yeah, in the beginning, that was definitely not on our radar at all.
And let's think about those who have not heard the word hydrocephalus before, and they don't understand it at this point. How would you describe the condition and the way it affects a person?
Yeah, so we all have what most doctors refer to as CSF, or cerebrospinal fluid, that basically coats and protects our brain. It's kind of like a little barrier in there to keep your brain from bumping around and hitting up against your skull. So, that fluid is there to protect us. But if we have too much of that in our brains and those ventricles begin to get filled, that's when we develop issues like hydrocephalus. And it's too much fluid in the brain, and the brain doesn't have a way to circulate it or flush it enough to get back down to standard levels. But I'm a little biased. I love the way Maisie explains it, because of course she's six now, so people ask. And I'm happy to let her take the reins. It's her condition. So I try to empower her to talk about it as much as we can. And Maisie just tells people that she has too much water in her head. And her brain surgeon put in a shunt to help her drain it, her belly. So I'm a little biased, but I love Maisie's explanation.
As we said, Maisie has already undergone 5 brain surgeries. What does that number fail to capture as we talk about it, about everything she and your family have experienced thus far?
So, 5 brain surgeries. If you are not in the hydrocephalus world, or a lot of people deal with brain tumors, seizures, if you're not in that neuro world, if that's not your reality, 5 sounds a lot. And as a mom, I think it's 5 too many. But then we talk about people like Stokes and our friends across the country who have had 30, 40. I have met a lady who has had 128 brain surgeries. And as a parent, as a caregiver, as a loved one of those people, it's just not enough that brain treatment or brain surgery is our only treatment, because there is no cure. There's a lot of different things in the works right now. And that's where our funds at the Hydrocephalus Association go. All of our funds raised go towards that research and resources for those living with hydrocephalus. So that they are in the works. So those studies and those research projects to get us somewhere. But right now, brain surgery is our only option.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Brianna Reinhart, and she is the Alabama chairperson for the Walk to End Hydrocephalus, and she's the mother of 6-year-old Maisie, who was born at 22 weeks and has undergone 5 brain surgeries. As a 6-year-old now, she has lived with this, and she is a champion when it comes to hydrocephalus, and we have her mom here to share about that. Will you stick with me, Brianna?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Brianna Reinhart on the line with me. She is the Alabama chairperson for the Walk to End Hydrocephalus, and she's the mother of 6-year-old Macy, who was born at 22 weeks and has undergone 5 brain surgeries. We need to understand that more than 1 million Americans are currently living with hydrocephalus, and although the condition can be treated, like we talked about with my friend, there is currently no cure, and brain surgery remains the only available treatment. That's why awareness, family support, and continued research are so important, and that's why I have Brianna on the line right now, and we talked to Stokes Kazmaier before to share his story. Welcome back to the show, Brianna.
Thank you, Mark.
So, Brianna, how did your experiences with Maisie lead you from being the mother of a child with hydrocephalus to becoming the Alabama chairperson for the Walk?
Yeah, so like I said, we were in the NICU during 2020 in the pandemic, and I remember Googling, researching, finding the Hydrocephalus Association, and realizing there were so many resources out there for families like ours, and I was lost. My husband and I were completely lost. We didn't know where to turn, and the Hydrocephalus Association really provided that comfort that we are not alone in this. There are so many people living with this condition. There are so many causes of this condition. And we had somewhere to turn now. And that was just huge for us. So from that point, you know, we were in the midst of probably the most turbulent part of Maisie's journey so far. So everything was a roller coaster in the beginning before she got more stable. And we're reading all these things, but we can't really put action to it yet. You know, we're living out of a hospital room at this point. So when Maisie was about 2 years old, after things had calmed down, I did find that there was a Walk in Birmingham. And we attended our first Walk, and Maisie had a blast. She finally got to meet other people like her. And I remember there were these two little girls who were in middle school. probably late elementary school at the time. They're in middle school now, but they had grown up going to these walks, and they don't live in the same area. They're from different parts of Alabama, but they stay in touch. Their moms have become friends. And now every year when they see each other at the walk, they're little buddies. You know, they've grown up together. And especially as a young girl living with a condition like that, that's such a unique experience. And I just love that they had that camaraderie and friendship built on their diagnosis and their mutual understanding of that. And I told my husband at that point, I was like, I want to pour into this. I want to become more involved. I don't know in what capacity yet, but I want to become more involved in this. And it just so happens that the person who was the chair at the time, their child had gotten a little older. They had a little more on their plate and they decided to step down. Well, at that point, we did not have a lot of participation because of COVID. And so the walk in Alabama kind of died out. And they asked me, the Hydrocephalus Association reached out and asked me to take over in 2023. But unfortunately for that year, I was pregnant with our second child. So I didn't really have the capacity at the time, but I promised I would come back the next year and start. And so we started working together in 2024, kind of networking and letting me learn the ropes. And in 2025, I kicked off our first walk in Huntsville. And this is our second year, and we are going strong. We've raised so much money here in Alabama, which just warms my heart. And our walk is going to be bigger and better than ever this year, and I'm so excited.
To help our listeners better understand what this walk does, we're talking about raising money for research, advocacy, education, and support. So when someone donates or raises money for this effort, what are they helping to make possible?
I mean, you're changing lives. We are so fortunate here in Alabama that one of the top pediatric neurosurgeons in the nation just so happens to be at Children's of Alabama. And we are so grateful that he's on our team because, you know, of course we want the best care for our daughter, but he is also so involved with the Hydrocephalus Association. So we get to see our dollars go to work in real time here in Alabama. We're kind of in a unique situation because our pediatric neuro team here in our state is very involved with the Hydrocephalus Association. And so those funds go directly to programs like UAB, Children's of Alabama, and some of the most groundbreaking research in the nation is happening right here at home. And so, again, that's just a unique perspective for us as Alabamians. We get to see those dollars go to work. And I love that for our state and our community here. I know Stokes also mentioned when he spoke with you that, you know, there's a lot of focus on pediatric hydrocephalus, and a lot of times adults kind of get lost in the shuffle. You have adults like Stokes who were, you know, born with a condition or developed it shortly after birth. But we also have a very niche group of elderly adults who have what's called normal pressure hydrocephalus. It's often misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or dementia, but over 800,000 older Americans are believed to have NPH. It's been in the media a lot recently, is Billy Joel has been diagnosed with NPH, and that is such a forgotten demographic of our community. And so there's even more research going in that direction as well. And so that makes me so happy for our older hydro warriors that are battling this condition.
And I know, as you alluded to just a few minutes ago about the young ladies who get to meet at the walk, it means so much for other hydro warriors to arrive at the walk and see an entire community gathered in their honor. And I really want to hit home that you do not have to be someone who lives with hydrocephalus or has a loved one with hydrocephalus to care. And so what would it mean to have people from the community just to come out and support and show that they care about this community?
It means the world to these kids and these adults living with this condition, because so often it's not a forgotten, but an unknown condition. It's not something very many people are aware of. And so when they show up on walk day, and not only does Maisie get to see Stokes, who's been battling this for 30 years, and she gets to see, you know, last year it was so inspiring for her to see him just weeks after surgery. You know, he mentioned still having staples in his head, but he was there at the walk because it matters. And it's important to him and it's important to our community. And so when those warriors show up and see the outpouring from the community, it just helps them feel less alone and more seen. And I think that's huge, especially for our young people.
So, Brianna, the Alabama Walk to End Hydrocephalus is going to be held Saturday, October 17th at Legacy Park in Huntsville, Alabama. I'd like for you to take us through the day and what families can expect when they arrive.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will start that morning. We'll be there bright and early for registration. Registration opens at 9. And if you've registered online prior to the walk, you're already good to go. But if you, you know, just happen to have a free day come up and you decided to show up and walk with us, you'll need to register. And registration is open from 9 to 11. At 11, we're going to have our t-shirt contest. So we have, in the past, a lot of our Hydro Warriors have designed team shirts that their group shows up and walks wearing on walk day. And it started with just some really cool t-shirts. And we were like, hey, this could be fun. Let's have a contest. So we'll have a t-shirt contest right there at 11. And then at 11:30, we'll have opening ceremonies. Typically, myself and my co-chair would speak and kind of start the walk there. My co-chair is actually expecting this year, so I'll be flying solo. But we're hoping to have Dr. Rock from Children's of Alabama as our honorary walk chair. And again, he does a lot of research with the hydro community, so we're super excited to have him. It will depend on his surgical schedule. So as long as Dr. Rock doesn't get called to the OR, he'll be there with us. So we'll have opening ceremonies at 11:30, and then our walk starts at 12. And in the midst of all that, before and after the walk itself, we'll have a DJ, food trucks. We have all kinds of little yard games like cornhole, different things like that for the kids and adults. And then we'll have our national sponsors will be there as well. And that's a good chance to get to meet the people who make these shunts. So we're super excited for that. We love welcoming them to our walk every year. And the kids always enjoy seeing, kids and adults alike, enjoy seeing the devices that are inside their heads, outside their body, because they don't typically get to see those. So that's pretty cool.
Brianna, as we close out, I would like for you to share how people can connect to the Hydrocephalus effort, this walk, and be able to interact and volunteer to participate, to support.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an Instagram page for our Alabama walk, and it is HAWalk_Alabama. You can find updates there on our schedule, different sponsors that we have. We like to shout out our sponsors on Instagram as well, along with our Hydro Warriors. So each week we like to feature a different team and tell you a little bit about that Hydro Warrior and why they walk. You can also email alabamawalk@hydroassoc.org. That goes directly to me. If you have questions about signing up, sponsoring, donating, anything like that, feel free to reach out anytime. And then our walk website is hydroassoc.org/Alabama Walk. And you can get information about the walk. You can find directions to our location for the walk, as well as peruse the different teams and Hydro Warriors that are signed up for this year. So you can learn a little more about them as well.
Brianna Reinhart, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and your role as chairperson for the Walk to End Hydrocephalus and your major role as mom to Maisie and being willing to share her story and to encourage others who are living with hydrocephalus and need someone to connect with. This is a great way to do it, and I appreciate you being here to talk about that today here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Anderson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Some gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.